Hello and welcome. You're watching The Buck Stops Here and I'm Barkha Dutt. The top story continues to be our focus on the Kashmir Valley, which continues to simmer. It is on the edge. The official death toll is placed at 23. Hundreds have been injured. This, of course, includes police officers and paramilitary forces as well, but also hundreds of civilians who are in hospitals. Doctors there are talking about more than 100 different surgeries in the last 48 hours alone. On this program today, we'll be looking at whether Delhi has been in denial. Wasn't this a crisis waiting to happen? We've all been talking about the new face of the Kashmir militancy, young, educated, radical. Why are Kashmir's toppers becoming militants and why was Delhi looking the other way? How should Delhi react now? Those are some of the questions we'll be asking on the program tonight, on a day when Pakistan has decided to add fuel to the Kashmir fire. And this statement coming from no less than Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Prime Minister Sharif, late last night, perhaps under immense pressure from the political groups in his own party as well as the military establishment, releasing a statement describing the slain Hizbul Mujahideen militant Burhan Wani as a Kashmiri leader and saying that he is deeply shocked. Why is Pakistan fishing in troubled waters? Isn't Nawaz Sharif effectively backing terrorism? And doesn't this point to a clear kind of official support for terrorism when a Hizbul Mujahideen militant is described to be a Kashmir leader? Now, all of this on a day when those pictures that you're seeing on your screen at the moment, that is Hafiz Saeed of the Lashkar-e-Taiba, Syed Salahuddin of the Hizbul Mujahideen. Hafiz Saeed is, of course, wanted in India for the Mumbai strike. Syed Salahuddin was Kashmiri, went from India to Pakistan, trained in terror camps there, became the head of the United Jihad Council. They're sharing the stage in a brazen provocation and they are commemorating and doing a memorial for Burhan Wani and even warning of many more Burhan Wanis. They're using the word martyr to describe Burhan Wani. The fact that they're sharing a stage also points to what soldiers on the ground have long been talking about, a clear synergy between the Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is of course a Pakistan-based terror group, and the Hizbul Mujahideen, which is the indigenous militant group of the Kashmir Valley. Those two men, most wanted terrorists, sharing a stage commemorating Burhan Wani. Nawaz Sharif virtually talking the same language as Hafiz Saeed. But the question that still remains before us is only partially about Pakistan. It's more to do with how Delhi and we as a people should react to what's happening in Kashmir. How long are we going to look away from the fact that there are educated, well-to-do local militants? How are we going to react to this crisis? Are we going to finally acknowledge that it is a crisis? Let's introduce our panel today as we ask, how should Delhi respond to the Kashmir crisis? Tarun Vijay, senior leader of the BJP, is with us. Also joining us, General Hasnain, who's of course served as General Officer Commanding of the 15th Corps of the Kashmir Valley. From Srinagar to senior journalist Shujaat Bukhari, the editor of Rising Kashmir. Shamim Miraj, who's of course the editor with Kashmir Monitor. Also joining us here in the studio is Harinder Baveja. She's a senior journalist and editor with the Hindustan Times, has covered Jammu and Kashmir for decades. With me in the studio is Sushil Pandit, who's of course a commentator, but also a Kashmiri Pandit in exile. And in a moment from now, we'll have our Karachi line up. Air Vice Marshal Abid Rao is also on the program with us. Before I get anybody else in, I'd like to come to you, Tarun Vijay, because there is a conundrum for the BJP here. The Prime Minister has invested so much energy in his relationship with Nawaz Sharif, taking the kind of risks that some have applauded him for, some have criticized him for. I would even venture to say that he's invested the kind of energy in Nawaz Sharif in Pakistan that I wish he'd invested instead in a domestic dialogue in the valley. The result now is there for us to see. In the valley, we have young, educated boys picking up guns, hundreds of thousands of people coming out on the streets, violence, mobs charging police stations, snatching weapons, and you have Nawaz Sharif praising Burhan Wani as a Kashmiri leader. Was the Prime Minister's investment therefore completely misplaced? Should the party have spent that energy on the Kashmir Valley instead?
Always an investment in a good thing for the peace is good. So we salute Narendra Modi for taking an initiative which was unprecedented and which stunned the world And the whole world saluted us that we have taken a great initiative. But, Barkha, this is a war of Pakistan on India. We can never trust them. They have always been like that. And these Nizam-e-Mustafa people, the Wani people, they are all the agents of Pakistan. There is no kind of any proxy war even. And they should be dealt as if Pakistan has waged a war on India. We salute those Kashmiri Muslims who have voted for democracy, for Indian government, for Indian tricolor. And the majority are like that. Majority are like those
but
people.
You're not answering my question, Tarunji.
Youngsters who are joining IAS, IPS, Indian Army. Kashmiri Muslims.
Yes.
Wani is a heinous mindset.
No, I agree, Tarunji, listen to me 1 minute. I agree that for every Burhan Wani, there is a Shah Faisal, the Kashmiri who first topped the IAS exams, that Kashmiris are signing up in droves to try and take the civil administration exam. But that does not change the fact, Tarun Vijay, that today what you're seeing is actually a product of something that has been festering for a long time. You have local militants outnumbering foreign terrorists, and you've had to, your own government in Jammu and Kashmir has had to appeal to the separatists, the same separatists because of whom you almost cancelled dialogue with Pakistan. Syed Ali Shah Gilani has had to be used, like he was in 2010, to bring calm to the streets. So isn't this a complete contradiction in this hyper-nationalist construct that the BJP has created?
It is. It's ironical. But we have to deal with the situation. And the whole nation must stand with the army people, the CRPF and the JK police, who are doing their job for the Indian constitution, protecting Indian democracy. This is the mafia of Islamophobists. And these Islami mafia should not be allowed to survive. They have survived on the foreign money. They have survived on foreign guns. And this is the Pakistan's ploy. So we must defeat them
with the help of
all those who love peace.
Let me just get a reaction from Karachi.
And this kind of a people who are anti-Islam, anti-Islam people. And the Nizam-e-Mustafa is a sewer of ISIS and Hafiz Saeed. Let them go to that sewer. They are the rats of that sewer. They deserve the kind of consequence they are facing.
But Tarun Vijay,
give a befitting reply to Pakistan.
Well, I just want to say on record that the general officer commanding of the 15 Corps, General Dua, said in an interview to me that it wrenches his heart every time they have to actually shoot a local boy because they feel that we are shooting one of our own. The senior police officers who did the press conference said that we wish we did not have to shoot one of our own. And I just don't know that we can call our own people rats.
I wish
whom we should send to a sewer. Because then how is Kashmir an integral part of India if the people are not our own, Tarunji?
No, people are owned because they are voting for us. What about the Naxals and Maoists who are killing our own Indians? They are also our children. The misguided Indians are found everywhere and they have to be treated within the Indian constitutional framework.
Okay.
That is the only thing.
Okay, let me hear.
Our heart weeps.
Yes. You say, okay, so that is the only thing, but let me just get a reaction from Air Marshal Abid Rao. Air Marshal Abid Rao, the fact of the matter is, whatever debate we are having on our Kashmir policy, it is our Kashmir policy. It is not for Pakistan to tell us what to do. Now, when Nawaz Sharif gets up and calls a Hizbul Mujahideen terrorist, a Kashmiri leader, a Hizbul Mujahideen militant, a Kashmiri leader, when Salahuddin and Hafiz Saeed decide that they should lecture us on civil liberties, who is going to take a lecture from Hafiz Saeed on civil liberties? And should India then start telling you what you should be doing in Balochistan? The fact of the matter is, let this debate be our own debate. What does it have to do with Pakistan?
Barkha, thank you very much for your question. Let me correct few historical facts.
So
the movement
history,
in Kashmir
sir.
Started in
1931,
when there was no foreign money, there was no Nizam-e-Mustafa. I want to correct Mr. Arul.
Mr. Tarun Vijay.
You people ignore the basic issue and you go on the peripheral vision. If you have invested in Mr. Nawaz Sharif and expect that he will have a changed stance on national issues, I doubt Mr. Modi's political judgment, his foresight. Suppose you invest in Prime Minister and you expect him to speak Indian language. I think you are mistaken. He's representing 200 million people.
I think I'm making the point. M. Ashil Rao, I'm making the point that whatever Nawaz Sharif's political compulsions may be, he's just returned from London. It's been a contentious absence from the country. Political pressure he's under, Kashmir, this is not helping the India-Pakistan cause for him to be sitting there and allowing
Hafiz
Saeed to be saying the same thing. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and Hafiz Saeed today are
you
using
disregard
the same
Hafiz
language.
Hafiz Saeed does not represent us. Hafiz Saeed is nobody in our political matters, in our foreign office, in our relations with India.
Okay.
Why do you only talk of the thing which you think is very volatile and Pakistan comes on defensive? No. The Kashmir issue has to be solved as per international atmosphere today. The
so
whole
it's part
world
of the dialogue
is going
process.
On to freedom
M.
and
Ashil
dream.
Rao, it's part of the dialogue process between India and Pakistan for decades now.
Can
that
I
does
tell
not
one
justify
small thing? Give me 10 seconds.
India is refusing the dialogues which got suspended on 15th January. Now it is almost 15 July. 6 months have passed. Our foreign secretaries have not met. Why do we only go for media wars?
Well, our Prime Minister
India
has come
is
to meet
in a
your
state
Prime
of
Minister.
Denial.
Our Prime Minister has come to meet your Prime Minister, which beats any foreign secretary talks. But I'll allow Tarun Vijay a quick intervention, then I want to open it up for the panel. Tarun Vijay.
Just a moment. Yes. I would like to say, I would like to advise Air Marshal, instead of investing in guns, invest to make a good hospital so that your Prime Minister doesn't have to go to London for 2 months for a small thing like heart surgery. You are a failed state. You do not have a good hospital in Islamabad and Karachi. And
I,
you are running these guns.
I will take your advice.
Pakistan
thank you very much for telling us this.
Market of gun trafficking.
It will not reduce the intensity of the Kashmir dispute.
Make good hospital for your
it
Prime Minister.
It will not reduce the intensity.
Have you heard in the world?
Agreed,
a Prime
agreed.
Minister goes to London 2 months. And you are making Burhan, Wani like that. I
it
mean,
does not reduce
kind of
the importance of Kashmir issue.
Market
between India and Pakistan.
Make it a good foreign
sector.
Okay, Tarun
with a good facility of medicine.
Okay,
medical
1 minute. A. Ashil Rao, I do have to open it up, but a quick brief question to you. Such empathy for the Kashmir cause that, you know, you will even justify sending in men with guns, terrorists with guns across the border. Why not start with some genuine azadi in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, in the part of Kashmir that you hold? Where is the azadi there?
Okay, I agree.
Where is the azadi?
I agree
free.
With that also.
Set it free.
Both countries
if
should
you,
let
if you care
these
so much about the Kashmiri
peacefully.
Independence azadi
you know,
cause, set your own Kashmir free
both,
first.
Yes.
India and
very good.
India and Pakistan both are worried about Kashmir. They are not worried about Kashmiris. This is a general feeling. Let's get together. Let's give freedom to Kashmir. Let them be independent. Let them live a free life.
So yes, I don't know which word you're hearing in.
The Kashmiri
Kashmir
people are
India.
Oppressed.
Okay. All right. So I think
no. That is where you go wrong.
I think
then
something.
Why are you asking us? We can make any comments.
So let's come back to what Delhi's policy should be, given what we've heard from Nawaz Sharif.
Barkha, I'll just make one more.
I need to get other. There's six other people here. I need to get other reactions. General Hasnain, come back to you, Ashil Rao. General Hasnain, you have been saying for a long time that this is coming. This is coming. Shami sitting here has been saying it. I've been here. Any one of us who makes the effort to go to the valley, get out of the studio and actually hit the ground, we know this has been coming. And yet, General Hasnain, there is a denialism that I think is the most dangerous thing about Delhi's Kashmir policy today. I won't hold just the BJP responsible. Congress governments have been as much in denial. How do you read what's happening on the ground, General Hasnain?
Thank you, Barkha. Firstly, Barkha, I wish you didn't have anyone from Pakistan on this show. This is purely our show at the moment. I wish we had the chance to discuss all these issues.
General Hasnain, I had to get a Pakistan response only because of Nawaz Sharif's statement and the Hafiz Saeed video.
Anyway, let me. Yeah. So far, all that has been happening is that he has been diverting the entire thing. And let me focus your viewers on this.
Yeah.
There is no denial at all, let me tell you. Neither in Delhi and neither in Srinagar. The biggest problem is, no one denies the problem, everyone agrees with me and you that this issue was coming. And behind it was going to be Pakistan. It was so crystal clear, when the Handwara rape case took place, that was the first trigger they tried. The second one was the Sanik colonies, that failed. And after that they knew a contingency is going to arise, when a iconic militant
sir,
leader...
Sir, just to correct, just to
like
correct
to
you,
my,
sir,
like,
as no, Sushil no, is pointing out, there was no rape in Handwara. There was no rape in Handwara. I'm just saying there was no rape in Handwara.
Please let me say my piece.
Yes, okay.
I'm trying to join your dots for you.
Okay.
I'm saying Handwara failed, Saini colonies failed. Everyone knew on the other side that a contingency will arise with the potential killing of a high-profile terrorist such as Burhan Wani.
Yes.
That contingency has come.
Yes.
And they were waiting for it. They were ready for it.
Yes.
The separatists, the deep state, everyone in Pakistan knew. And that is why you saw the response happening within less than 10 hours. What is the problem in Delhi and in Srinagar is no one is in denial. But the problem is they don't have a strategy in place. What we need is a strategy.
Okay.
And for that, you have to ensure that you communicate. You communicate as much as possible with the people on the ground there. Mm. Unfortunately, the communication neither from Delhi, neither from Srinagar has been there all this time. This problem in Srinagar is there's a new government. They are still finding their feet. They are doing a reasonably good job so far, making sure that there were no contentious issues raised. But suddenly they are hit by this crisis. And they have found wanting in dealing with this crisis.
Okay.
You see the type of intimidation which is going on the ground.
Mm.
You saw that 17 police stations were attacked on the first day. Mm. Thereafter, today you had the BSF camp being attacked, the IAF camp at Avantipur being attacked. Who is behind all this? Who is planning all this? All this is being done from across the line of control. And how do you blame the policemen? When you find policemen in positions where their police stations are under attack, there are 8 to 10 policemen guarding the police station, rest of the police force is all on the ground. What are the policemen going to do? They are going to defend themselves ultimately. And that is how lives are going to be lost.
General Hasnain, I will get deeper into whether the protest could have been handled differently. But I do want to open up the panel. I will allow Air Marshal Rao a quick last word before we let him go, because I do agree with you that the rest of the debate is internal to us. Air Marshal Rao, when Nawaz Sharif and Hafiz Saeed talk the same language, it doesn't help the credibility of the India-Pakistan peace process. It's easy for you to say Hafiz Saeed is nobody for us in the political system, but the fact of the matter is he's sitting there with Salahuddin, who went from here, from this country into your country, and was trained at terror camps in POK.
Barkha, the situation will not improve. There are two people of the 200 million Pakistanis who will probably speak the same language. It is just that they have come on your media, other people are not there. Why doesn't Indian government get serious and resolve this issue once for all? If you think you have done much better in your side of Kashmir, take entire Kashmir, let them vote for India, and let's live in peace. After all, how long we will let this wound bleed?
That's what we are saying.
You know, we are fed up of this kind of a thing. You are into a blame game for everything that goes on wrong internally. India is there to blame Pakistan. Therefore, India does not address that issue the way it should be.
Air Marshal Rao, so I'm going to say thank you to you on this note, because we are now going to shift our focus inwards. We've heard from Pakistan. Nothing changes in the India-Pakistan discourse. Harinder Baweja, the fact is you heard Tarun Vijay. And for him, he's actually making the point that there is a kind of romanticization going on of Burhan Wani. And you know, it's so strange what our discourse has become, you know, driven especially by social media. If you factually say these are educated boys, that Burhan is the son of a school headmaster who works in a government school, you will have a kind of right-wing hyper-nationalist response saying, oh, why do you have to tell us that? You're romanticizing it. If you call him a poster boy, they'll say, why are you calling him a poster boy? You're romanticizing him. Is there a deep denial of what's actually going on the ground?
I think the fact that there is a deep denial is very, very obvious. It is evident, Barkha. You look at the number of people who came for Burhan Wani's funeral.
Yeah.
He's a militant.
Yes.
You will call him a militant. I will call him a militant. But how are the Kashmiris responding to him? They came out in the thousands. I expected a large funeral, but I did not expect the prayers to be said 40 times before he was actually buried. So at any given time, there were close to 10,000 people.
Mm.
And my estimate is on the lower side. So more than 1 lakh people exactly in the same seismic zone where you had the burial of a former chief minister, Mufti Muhammad Saeed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Here you have people who are at war against their own state. Are we listening to these voices? Do we know what their grievances are?
But what are we supposed to do? As General Hasnain says, and you know, and you know that you've asked these questions again and again, and so have I. Why do they fire?
The moment is like Dawood Ibrahim, and Dawood Ibrahim's funeral will be attended by more than 1 lakh people. What are you talking about? You are romanticizing him, martyrdom, revolutionary.
Mr. Tarun Vijay, there are hundreds of people from like South that. Kashmir who have followed Burhan into the jungles. And open your eyes, get real. These are your own people. What are you doing to engage them politically? Today, Mehbooba Mufti, I'm afraid, is also as secluded as Omar Abdullah was in 2010. You are not talking to your own boys.
Okay, I want to come in here. I want to come in here before I go back to Tarun Vijay. There's one more similarity between 2010 and now. In 2010, Omar Abdullah sent a secret emissary to Syed Ali Shah Gilani and asked for help to bring down the tempers on the street. The same thing has happened. The same thing, but with the BJP government partly in power. And that, I think, queers the pitch a little bit about the strident positions that the BJP might be able to take. The government has had to ask separatists for help.
Precisely. The same Mehbooba Mufti, who was once seen as a soft separatist herself,
yes,
is today, ironically, Barkha, reaching out to Syed Ali Shah Gilani. And Mr. Tarun Vijay is not going to like what I'm going to say. But the part of the problem today is the fact that the PDP is in alliance with the BJP. That is a real issue on the ground in the valley.
Okay, I'll get Tarun Vijay, but Sushil Pandit, let's bring you in. I know that you have been a skeptic of the PDP-BJP alliance. I know from everything I know about you that it disappoints you that this government has had to seek the help of Gilani. But wouldn't you in their place do whatever it took to bring down the temperatures and bring some element of calm?
You see, these are softer options. You have to do in the interim whatever you must do. But there are no long-term approaches by any of these governments, which is where these IOUs that the separatists earn now are then later encashed. And this trail goes on, and this cycle of violence goes on, and separatists gain an upper hand. First and foremost, the romanticization of these militants.
Who is romanticizing?
You know, I'm telling you.
We journalists have been...
No, media discourse romanticizes...
You are basically saying Barkha Dad, Harinder Baveja and the liberal media, as we are called.
I'll tell you why.
Please give us an example of this romanticization.
First, if we hold a mirror to ground reality, you cannot call it romanticization.
Educated and well brought up,
yes,
is no antidote to people not becoming terrorists. Those who slit 20 throats in Bangladesh,
Glasgow
bombers,
of
someone
course.
who slit the throat of Daniel Pearl, they were all very well brought up. Very
but isn't
well
it worrying that so it's happening in our own country,
precisely,
boss?
The point is, let's not be surprised about it, and let's not say that how is this happening when these things are being
done.
We
are saying there's a new phenomenon of militancy.
I'm saying we should ask the question. Yeah. Sushil, 1 minute.
Actually, because
should we
because
not ask a simple question? Why are people leaving the comfort of their classroom?
I'll tell you
to
why.
Go into the jungles.
I'll tell you why.
Let Sushil answer. Yeah.
What we are in denial is the fact that there is a jihad going on. It is not a fight for employment. It's not a fight for freedom. It's not a fight for constitutionalism. There is a blinding jihad which has been fed over the last 3 decades, this radicalization, which doesn't go beyond a certain tenet of faith.
So let me take...
She did Kashmir Diaries last week.
Yeah.
The parent was asked, didn't you call your son back home?
Yeah.
He says, no, why should I?
Yeah,
he's chosen a path.
Yeah, he did
the
say
point
that.
Is, an educated headmaster of a school, families are letting their boys go. Why? They've been fed on a rich diet of jihad. Now, understand what jihad is.
They are fed
Osama
on a
bin
history
Laden
of
was
alienation
not, was an engineer,
where neither the state government nor the center has responded.
He decided
I'm sorry
to
tell you that.
He decided to live a good life, leave a good life, and decided to stay with his dialysis machine in rugged mountains of
Osama bin Laden.
And
yes. Now 1 minute.
Number two. Let's not marvel over this funeral. If Obama had not given the body of Osama in Pakistan, half the Pakistan would have come for funeral.
So you have a problem that there's a public funeral.
Why? Why should we give opportunities? Then we should have given a public funeral to Guru also.
Afzal Guru, yeah. Okay, I just want to go back to the rest of the panel. Our Kashmiri friends haven't spoken, but I just want to get General Hasnain and Tarun Vijay, and then Shujat and Shamim, I'm coming to you right away. Quick comments from you, General Hasnain. The Pakistani guest is no longer on the program. You can speak freely. We are now talking about our policy. General Hasnain, it will come up again and again. Could the police and CRPF have responded differently? Now, I am aware from being on the ground that there are new tactics. There are 400 to 500 strong crowds. They're charging at police stations which have 30 people in them. There are women being used to snatch away weapons. There are stones being pelted during encounters. I've seen this. I've seen that the tactics have changed. But, sir, there will still be questions about whether non-lethal force can be used, whether there is a different kind of training. Do we have to be looking at a situation where hundreds of people are injured in hospital and almost 30 may be dead?
And injured above the waist.
And injured above the waist.
Varka, good question.
Yes,
pellet injuries.
Varka, let me answer this. This is purely a military question.
Yes.
Let me respond to that.
Yes.
We faced the same thing in 2008. We hoped that in 2009 it would change.
Yes.
It didn't change. In 2010, we faced the same thing. We had 117 dead in that year.
Yes.
What actually happens on ground is a change of tactics by the people on the ground. That is, I'm not talking about the security forces.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the terrorist leadership, I'm talking about the deep state, I'm talking about the separatists, all of them who are advising on what is happening. There's a huge strategizing which is going on from across the line of control. They are the ones who are feeding the information and how to do it. Now you see this time, classically they've all gone for the police stations.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that the police force is deployed outside. Police stations are being handled at the moment by clerks and daftaris.
Yes.
8 to 10 people sitting inside, even guarding their armories. And this is the vulnerability. They know it. They are professionals, they know it. And they are going and targeting that. But tell me, what does a policeman on ground do? Does he hand over his weapons? Does he hand over his life? You've seen a case of a police vehicle being dumped into the Sangam and a man losing life there. This is the kind of volatility on ground. I am all for any kind of protest. You please come and protest as much as you want.
Yeah.
Bring a placard if you want. Do you ever find a placard anywhere in Kashmir? The only thing which is brought is a stone. And the intent is very clear that they want to target the army, target the CRPF, etc.
Okay.
Now, in the light of this kind of a thing, no non-lethal weapon is going to work.
Okay.
If you think that water cannons are going to work against these in 50 places where demonstrations are going on, I think we are fooling ourselves.
Let me just get up Kashmir.
So what is going to happen is in 2010, what ultimately happened?
Yes.
The Unified Command got together, the core group got together and changed tactics. Now, I'm sure it was going to happen
but,
now.
But sir,
we are all going to sit together and look at more force being deployed,
etc. Sir, in 2010, apart from those changed tactics on the ground, by the Unified Command, an all-party delegation actually made a trip to the Kashmir Valley and met with a host of people. So sometimes I just believe that if we leave that engagement space empty, we are actually going to create more Burhan Wanis. This is my fear. And I just want to bring in...
I totally agree with you.
Okay, so we will discuss that.
I totally agree with you. This has to be a combined thing. I'm not saying that the strategy has to be a military strategy. You ask me a military question.
Fair enough, but there are people who don't agree with
me,
Harinder.
It has to be a comprehensive answer.
Okay, now, Shujaat...
You've got to have all the leaders coming. You've got to have Kashmiris. No one should be on party lines here. No, you should not be saying so.
I agree.
I agree.
I'm sure Tarun ji agrees also.
Everyone has to be an Indian.
I agree.
We have to come as Indians.
Yes. Can we please just get Shamim and Shujaat now to speak? They've been waiting their turn. Shujaat, go ahead. You've heard all the different arguments. How do you see this on the ground? You know, a number of people have been saying to me that tactics have changed, that crowds are much more aggressive, that weapons are being snatched, that police stations are being burnt, so that old David Goliath argument does not apply anymore. How do you, as somebody who's on the ground, respond to that? Shujaat first and then Shamim.
See, Barkha, first and foremost thing, the people who have spoken on this program so far, all the panelists, who they all believe that Kashmir is an integral part of India. But it's very sad that none of those panelists had even a single word of saying that 30 people were killed in last 3 days and they could not even mourn that killing and say that it is very sad and they could not express even grief for those 30 people.
No, I think everybody did that.
No. Let me come.
Yeah. Rituals apart.
I think
we are sitting here because this has happened.
With a Pakistani from the other side also.
We are all discussing it because
Indian,
this has happened.
For every patriotic Indian.
No, Shujaat, no one spoke
a word about that, and that tells you a
Shujaat,
lot about
we're all
how
saying we need to engage the youth
how,
of the
how,
state.
How
Shujaat sir,
no, how
you are
this,
now
how
getting
situation
emotions
is being,
into it. This is not a moment to get emotional.
No, it's not, General Hasnain, it's not question of getting emotions into it, but it's question of showing at least some kind of empathy
with the people who have been killed.
Of course, I opened by saying that it is terrible that these lives have been lost.
Everyone knows
my
reputation.
Let me complete.
We mourn for every Indian who dies for India.
No, no, Shujaat, I started by quoting to you that even SM Sahai and General Dua said it is terrible when you have to kill your own. So
no, I am not, Barkha, I am talking about the panelists who strongly believe that Jammu and Kashmir is an integral part of India, but none of them had a word of empathy for 30 people who were killed in last 3 days.
And that tells you,
that tells you a lot about that how situation is being viewed from outside Jammu and Kashmir. I mean, first and foremost thing is that why you should take refuge all the time under Hafiz Saeed and Salahuddin and Pakistan and not looking inwards that what you have been doing for last so many years. I mean, why there were 1.5 lakh people who attended funeral of Burhan? Do you treat all of them as terrorists? I mean,
I'll put that to Tarun Vijay, but let me get Shamim Miraj to join and comment there. Let Shamim come in.
What is the message? Funeral is actually conveying? I think that's very important to ponder.
I will put that to Tarunji in just a minute, Tarun Vijay. But Shamim Miraj, go ahead.
Well, Barkha, these are terrible times, and you know, it's like a bad dream that keeps coming back. We saw this in 2008, 2009, 2010, and once again in 2016. The fact remains that nothing has changed on the ground, neither the response of the crowd nor of the security agencies. At the end of the day, we have more dead bodies every day. And since we are discussing Burhan, we need to understand Burhan Wani was not a militant per se. He became a militant because the system overran him. The SOG started abusing him, using him, and making him do petty jobs. And as an act of revenge, he was in school, he ran away, became a militant. On the way, his brother died while he was meeting Burhan. So, you know, the romanticization comes in then, obviously, and his life was dished out to us through our cell phones. So you need to understand.
But Shamim, when I was there last week on doing the Kashmir Diaries, and I met many such parents. I met this boy, Ishaq Pare, who's known as Newton because he was a school topper. I met his father. I met many such parents, and each one of them, I asked them, "Would you not make an effort to get your children back?" You know, whatever your politics may be, who wants to lose their child? Not one parent said we will help to get our children back from the gun. How do you see that, Shamim? Because what I want to ask you, Shamim, as a young Kashmiri, what I want to ask you, because some of us have been seeing the state for 2 decades. There is a greater Islamization today of the insurgency compared to before. Would you agree with that, Shamim?
Perhaps, perhaps not. But you need to understand Burhan and Newton and their ilk. They were a product of the toxic atmosphere produced in the aftermath of 2010 agitation, where the David versus Goliath thing came in, and the response of the state was terrible. They fired bullets when people were throwing stones, and that too on something that was terrible that had happened in Matsil. So you need to see things in that perspective.
Okay, I want to go back to Tarun Vijay and Harinder Baweja and General Hasnain and Sushil, of course. Tarun Vijay, I come back to my original question. For 2 years, I have been watching Prime Minister Modi putting almost all of his energy on this issue with Pakistan. I have not yet seen a domestic dialogue. I have not seen any, you know, I had thought if the BJP and PDP came together, the nationalism and the soft separatism would actually create space for many more Kashmir innovations. We have not seen any of those innovations. One separatist told me that he never used to talk about Muslim identity. Today he feels the need to talk about Muslim identity all the time because he's competing with these kind of, you know, with the Burhanwanis of the valley. And I have to tell you, I am terrified at what I see on the ground. And I just do not understand why we are not reacting with more urgency, Tarunji.
Barkha, I am not impressed with the crowd that attended funeral of Burhan Wani, because that crowd can come even to the funeral of Ishrat Jahan. It is not surprising. What I feel that the success of Modi government, the success of Mehbooba and BJP coalition has made the people jealous, and they are trying to create a situation where this coalition must fail. This should not fail because this is the biggest dialogue Kashmir has ever had. They are our blood brothers. Even Burhan Wani
And all those people who are taking guns, they are blood brothers. Simka, they are also called Rana Bhats. We are also called Rana Bhats. Sheikh Abdullah's great grandfather was called. So it's not that they are Arabs. We feel bad when we have to see that they are fighting for a Pakistan cause and they are getting all the support. They have to be treated the way we treat Naxals and Maoists. And what these Kashmiri Muslim leaders have done so far, what Umar Farooq and his other people have ever brought any single young Kashmiri Muslim back from the guns and joining, making him join Bangalore or Calcutta or Chennai's IIT
no,
or
so
IIM and IIS and
have
IPS.
I agree, but Umar is right.
Huh. Umar is good when he is in Vajpayee's cabinet, but when he is fishing votes in Srinagar, he changes his tone. So what are they doing? What are they waiting for?
Let me get to
salute all those Muslim brothers who vote for democracy. Vote for tricolor.
Okay.
Let us support that. Let us get rid of 370. Let us get rid of the two flags. Let the Kashmiris feel that they are one like
so
a Bihari or a Gujarati.
Your agenda for
Let
alliance.
Us defeat Pakistan
your
in Kashmir.
Agenda for alliance is
exactly.
has committed to status quo on 370,
exactly.
interlocuted by Ram Madhav. So,
yes.
so let's first put that on the record. Yeah. 370 is off the table. Okay, Sushil. And
but
then Harinder,
you
yeah.
were talking about lack of innovation.
Yeah.
There is such a lot of innovation in Agenda for Alliance. You've given up on 370.
Yeah.
You have promised to review AFSPA and repeal it.
Yeah.
You want to build a Sheher-e-Khas in Srinagar. Mm-hmm. You want to do all kinds of things in Kashmir. But the point is, you are not in power. You are in coalition, but you have no prerogatives. None of the departments are with you. They just sit there helplessly, not knowing what
so
to do.
So you're saying the alliance should end?
Yes, this alliance has outlived its purpose. In fact, it is hurting both these parties and they are not behaving to their true personalities or program or agenda. It has.
But when you say that there are media, there is liberal media that's romanticizing the terrorists like Burhan Wani, what do you say to the fact that the BJP is part of a government that has appealed to Syed Ali Shah Gilani for help?
See, there were rumors
that
they had sent
talks with Pakistan.
And you called up talks with Pakistan based on a tea party with the Hussein Huriyat conference.
So this is grotesque. I mean, you see such...
Asking for help is grotesque.
I mean, whole lot of these things. First, breaking off talks because Huriyat is being met and then restarting talks. Drawing red lines and then crossing them yourself.
Mm.
Suddenly dropping in without any preparations for parties.
Yes.
I mean, there is a lot of yo-yo in the policy, both in Kashmir as well as with Pakistan. And you can't afford this kind of inconsistency, deinstitutionalization of diplomacy, concessions after concessions to people like Gilani and Huriyat.
Okay, Harinder, let's bring you in here. What now? Where do we go from here?
Barkha, I'm tired of seeing over the decades like you have governments responding through a law and order script. There's a problem there, send more companies. CRP bhejo, army bhejo, that's what even the current government is doing. In the last 3 days, about 20 companies have been sent.
Yes.
It's about time we opened our eyes and realized this is a political problem. It cannot be solved by uniformed soldiers.
But when General Hasnain says to you, that what is a police officer meant to do?
Because you only respond when you reach a crisis. Why are the windows of opportunity not used between the crisis points?
That's a great point. General Hasnain, quickly and then General Hasnain.
No, Barkha, you remember Chidambaram sent this committee comprising Padgaonkar and Radha Kumar.
Yes.
They came back with a report.
But the Huriyat
gathering dust.
But the Huriyat never even met them, if I remember correctly.
But
they
gave a set of recommendations. I can bet you Rajnath has not opened that file.
Okay, General
Harinder, first of all, man in battle fatigues carrying grenades and guns and vowing to attack colonies for Kashmiri Pandits who will be resettled is not a political problem. It is
so
problem
I'm saying
of
what
violence.
You're saying. It is a political. No, I'm saying it's a political issue.
It
don't depend
it
on
may be
the
a political
soldiers
issue,
to solve
but
it
when
you.
A political issue resorts to guns and
can
violence,
get,
it doesn't remain a negotiation
can I get
issue
Hasnain
anymore.
And then Shujaat Bukhari. General
okay,
Hasnain.
Right. Let me answer.
2010 and 2016.
Okay,
why
guys sleeping? General Hasnain.
Get rid of.
We were sleeping for 6 years.
Get rid of 370.
Can I please say? Can I please speak?
And you don't know what to do.
Can I please speak? The question has been put to me.
Yes, go ahead.
The question has been put to me.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. Barkha, I tend to agree with Harinder on one thing. This issue is definitely political. But it is also being a military problem today.
Yes.
Because this whole thing has been converted into a terrorist issue.
Absolutely.
So to just say that this can only be addressed politically may not be entirely right. I want, for the sake of your viewers and the panelists, to just ask them, put their hand on their heart and listen to one observation of mine. All these people from Tral who have become terrorists, Tral is the same area and the same town from where a large number of people come to the Jackalai Center and get recruited as soldiers in the Indian Army.
Yes.
I have never found any of them wanting. Patriotic, professional, physically fit, outstanding soldiers.
Yes. Okay.
Why is that so? I tried to put this problem to my own myself. And let me tell you, I interacted with the young people in Kashmir. I found that there is a requirement of a vent. I put 500 people in front of me and allowed them to abuse me, abuse the country, abuse the government. At the end of the day, when we went outside, each of them wanted to know from me, how can they join the Indian Army? Doesn't this ring a bell somewhere? Isn't there a dual personality within the population of
Kashmir? It is definitely a paradox. You are absolutely right in bringing it up.
Which is waiting to be exploited, which is waiting for a communication to them.
Yes.
And all we need to do is to have an outreach to them. What is missing in Kashmir is a proper outreach. One small, if you give me 10 seconds more to answer. The issue in Delhi, civil society in Delhi, in the last 6 months, put your hand on your heart and say, how many seminars have you attended on Kashmir? You have attended on Iraq, on ISIS, on Bangladesh, on Nepal, on Sri Lanka. How many times have you attended
a
seminar?
I agree. I think it's neglect. That's what I'm saying.
Do you ever look at the issue at all?
I think that
just because nothing is happening in winter,
we want to look away the moment tourists are there in the summer and we think sab theek hai.
I will fully agree with General Hasnain.
You will agree, sir, or you will disagree, Taruji?
I'm the only person who celebrated Shyama Prasad Mukherjee's birth anniversary in Srinagar when everyone advised me not to do that with 400 Kashmiri Muslims because I was speaking to the Kashmiri young people. We invited the Kashmir University and Islamic University youngsters. We know Kashmir. We don't know the Kashmiri young people.
But that's another point, General is talking about engaging with those who don't want to be with you. Okay, Shujat.
Duality.
Okay, Shujat and Shamim. Now, Shujat, this paradox is a true paradox. You know, you were on one of my shows on the Kashmir Diaries when we discussed this paradox of the IAS, of the Jackalai, the fact that you'll have 28,000 people line up at the Jammu and Kashmir Light Infantry recruitment camps for 20, you know, for 40 posts. So there is a dichotomy. How do you explain this dichotomy? How would you answer what General Hasnain is saying?
See, I'll tell you, Barkha, I mean, there are many realities, and essentially in a conflict also there are many realities which one sometimes tries to understand but you fail to understand. But at the same time, I think the larger issue here is a political aspiration. The larger issue, as Harinder Baweja rightly put, that there is a political issue and you have to address that political issue. And whether people who actually attended funeral of Burhan, they believe in violence or not, but I think that was an outpouring of a sentiment. And that you cannot deny that. My only problem is that eyes are being shut when it comes to Kashmir, essentially in the past 5, 6, 8 years and in last 2 years. Mr. Tarun Vijay is repeatedly saying that people have voted and they have elected representatives who are MLAs in the assembly. Please ask him, can any MLA today go to his constituency and tell his people that why are you pelting stones? Why are you coming on the roads?
Yeah.
Has any MLA in last 3 days gone to his constituency?
Yeah.
I mean, there is a real political problem on the ground which you are always trying to, I mean, shift the blame on Pakistan. Hafiz Saeed has organized a meeting and all that. Please try to introspect yourself and see that what you have done in past.
I think that's a fair question and we will respond to it. Shamim, I just want you to add, where do we go from here? How do we avoid this from becoming 2010? How do we avoid this from going down that spiral?
Barkha, I think it's very important to understand that perhaps for the first time, a Kashmiri Muslim has a feeling of a minority. He was in Kashmir. For the first time, he is being threatened. Debates like Article 370, Love Jihad, Beef Ban, they have added to his insecurity. He never had the insecurity of a minority so far. And when the BJP-PDP government came in, all these debates, the court cases started, I personally believe that some of the anger on the street that we do today has something to do with that insecurity that a Kashmiri Muslim feels today.
What is that insecurity? What is the insecurity?
And now you are saying you are
the Sandy colonies, for the first time, Kashmiri Muslim feels threatened in his own land. And for once, I believe that we must stop the paranoid obsession we have with what Pakistan
does. Well, Tarun Vijay is sitting here, the Senate colonies is his brainchild to some extent, though a lot of Kashmiri soldiers, by the way.
Too bad.
By the
too
way,
bad,
Shameen.
Too bad, too
but
bad
Shameen, I want to also
be.
Say I met some of these
Indian
soldiers and they're also state citizens.
They have Senate colonies in Srinagar and other areas.
No, 1 minute. The fact is, Shameen.
Why not?
Shameen. Tarun Vijay thinks outsiders, all soldiers should be allowed to come in. It's about India and not about Kashmiris. But I am making the point to you that the soldiers who have served are also state citizens. They're Kashmiris. They're your own people. If they want to live in a colony, what's the problem, Shameem?
But Barkha, can I come in?
It is how it is being dished out.
Okay, anyway, we're just getting news. Hang on, guys. We're just getting news that a cabinet committee of security meeting has been called as the Prime Minister returns on Kashmir. This is after two rounds of high-level meetings. The Home Minister, of course, has been reaching out to the opposition as well, which I think is a good sign. Rajnath Singh picking up the phone has spoken today to Sonia Gandhi as well as Omar Abdullah. Sushil, you were wanting to come in there.
You see, this word aspiration has been bandied about for decades, and it's, I think, the most disingenuous euphemism. You cannot sweep under the carpet the reality of this conflict, which is jihad, which is Pakistan-inspired, which is fundamentalist ideology-driven.
Can I just interrupt you for half a second? Pakistan, meanwhile, has called in the Indian High Commissioner and the Foreign Secretary has conveyed serious concern over continued Kashmir killings. So while Shujat, you would ask us to ignore Pakistan, Pakistan is making sure that they insinuate themselves into this debate
and weaken the entire point you're making with these kind of statements.
Please allow me
to come in. In fact, I am not saying that don't tell Pakistan that what Pakistan is doing. But I am saying that every time there's a crisis in Kashmir, every time there's a crisis in Kashmir, Pakistan is the first to be blamed for this. But we don't see that what has been done.
Our own issue. Pakistan is Sushil.
I mean, 2010.
And this person is saying we are blaming Pakistan.
2010, you responded to a situation by appointing interlocutors. I mean, the same Home Ministry disowned that report. What are you going to convey? How are you going to convince people?
Okay, can I get last comments? I need to get last comments. We'll start with you, Sushil Pandit. Yes.
You see, I just heard about misgivings on the issue of Sainik colony, beef ban, this, that and the other. These issues are less than 2 years old. Hmm. Article 370 and all that. That there is a fear psychosis, there is some kind. This movement is almost 3 decades old. Don't keep hunting for new alibis. And pretending as if you don't know what's happening on ground. This time, mosques were, through loudspeakers, asking people to join jihad while people were coming for the funeral. Each mosque, and these are not faceless,
nameless
entities.
So the ground has been lost. So the ground you had gained has been lost.
Whatever, reason has to be correctly identified.
So reason
it is no freedom
reason
struggle.
Is political.
It is no
reason
human rights struggle. It is not for economic betterment.
Is
it is for La Ilaha Illallah.
Reason is political.
It is for jihad.
Yes, obviously, because it's a Muslim majority state. It's a Muslim majority state.
Thank you for saying so.
La Ilaha Illallah.
Thank you for saying so. But you are in a secular democracy. You are in a secular democracy. You cannot bear your religion on your sleeve and say you will have your way. You can't ask for
Sharia.
Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. So she
350,000 people on the basis of Muslim majority.
Okay, listen, guys. Let's remind ourselves that 30 people have died and there are hundreds of
people
injured. And people
should be kicked out to Pakistan.
Okay, now everybody gets 30 seconds to make their last comments. Shami.
Barkha, we've heard things about jihad and all that. My main worry is that these are our people. Let's not treat Kashmir like a prized piece of real estate. Let's think people.
Yeah.
When was the last time we had a confidence building measure aimed solely at the Kashmiris?
Yeah.
When you started a bus between Srinagar and Muzaffarabad.
Yeah.
That was so long ago. I don't even remember the exact date.
There is a complete political vacuum.
Absolute vacuum.
And that is
fueling today's tension.
Okay, I'll get Tarun Vijay 30 seconds, sir. Everybody will get 30 seconds. Tarun Vijay.
Kashmir is a crown of Mother India, not a real estate. Mind your language.
That is the problem, sir. That is, you keep saying integral part, crown of India's head.
For ISIS.
Yes, it is, but it has people living there.
Media should
Think
not
about
behave
the people
at
there.
A recruiting center for
they have
ISIS.
Been alienated for the
Indian
last 2.5 decades.
Must be there,
you need
and we
to
must
think
have a dialogue with the Kashmiri youngsters,
think
not with
people.
Pakistan. Pakistan has got nothing to do with Pakistan.
Okay, now the
you
prime
know,
minister
Barca, in the 90s, you could blame Pakistan. Today, this is a new age phase with homegrown militants.
Just one line.
Who are you going to blame this time?
Quick, 10 seconds. I have to go to Shujaat and Shamim, and then General Hussain gets the last word.
Exactly. You may be a Muslim majority state. You live in a secular democracy of India. And if you are a Muslim majority, you will have to learn to live with your minorities. You can't expel hundreds and thousands of them in the name of Muslim majority and then claim human rights.
Okay, Shujaat, last word, please. Quickly. And then Shamim and General Hussain wraps it up.
Yeah. See, I don't want to go back into this debate, but I would say that actually it's a political problem. There is absence of political engagement in Kashmir,
yes,
which has created a vacuum. And let us go back to 2003 to 2008 when the peace process was going on between India and Pakistan and talks were going on between Srinagar and Delhi.
Yeah.
You have to recognize Kashmir as a political issue and open up channels of dialogue and talk to the people.
I agree with you on the fact that there is no running away from dialogue. I mean, General Hussain has made the point, we need both. Shamim, very quickly.
Yes.
Shamim?
Barka, just the fact that CCS is meeting tomorrow on Kashmir means that there is a problem.
Yes.
I think we need to, for the moment, forget about Pakistan. Let's focus. We have a problem back home. The kids are angry. We need to talk to them, have a dialogue with them. Otherwise, we'll have many more body bags of these young kids and this chain of violence will never end.
Okay, General Hussain, last word to you, sir. Got to end.
Barka, I couldn't agree more with what Shamim Mehraj has said.
Yes.
No ego in this at all. The message has to be clear. De-escalate. We have to bring all this down. All the parties have to come on the same page together. But the last word, both for Shamim and for Shujaat Sahab, I would love to see in your newspaper a headline tomorrow or day after, a condemnation of the killing of 8 CRPF jawans.
Yes.
By Kashmiri militants.
Yes.
Did it ever appear? You started your arguments today by stating that we did not regret the killing of 30 people. Have you ever published a regret for the killing of Indian soldiers ever in the media?
Well said, General Hasnain.
I'll leave that word with you.
Shujaat, I'll allow you 10 seconds because I think it's a very fair point, just as yours was fair.
No, that's,
the fact
that,
is
no, no,
that when those
right.
soldiers die fighting a battle that was not of their creation, those lives are to be mourned
no,
in the
Barka,
same way as
Barka,
the lives
I'm,
of young men.
Barka,
yes, so quick,
Barka,
I really
I'm
have to
happy.
Close. Yes.
No, no, Barka, I'm happy that I've taken this last word from General Hasnain this time. We always condemn the violence in any form. We don't differentiate between any kind of violence.
Okay.
And I don't
You're
think that
replying.
We support violence. And as I said,
I
that
every day.
People who
every
attended
day
Burhan's funeral
sir.
Necessarily don't actually support the violence.
Okay, I have to leave it here. This is a volatile conversation. The Prime Minister will be reviewing the Jammu and Kashmir situation tomorrow morning. The Home Minister has reached out to opposition leaders. The Chief Minister has asked for restraint from the forces and expressed grief over the loss of lives. The separatists are now being deployed to really, in a sense, quieten the street. The fact of the matter is, Pakistan or no Pakistan, that's one part of the problem. We've got a problem at home and we've got to deal with that problem. And that solution... Every soldier I know, before we're called anti-national, every soldier who's ever served in the Kashmir Valley will tell you, don't make us fight a battle, the solution to which can only be political. Leaving it there, thank you for watching. Goodbye.